This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All right, everybody, welcome. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Are you nervous? What are you nervous about? Just curious, because we all get a case of nerves. I'll tell you, I loaded this app on my phone, Spades, and you start off, you know, they give you a certain amount of money. You can earn some points, but you play money per game. And I was rifling through at 2,500, you know, they give you like 20,000, right? And then you bet 2,500 a game and you win 4,700. So it's a, you know, if you lose your 2,500, but if you win 4,700. But you gotta win. Then you can go up. You go up to 10,000, you win 19,000. You go up to 50,000, you win 97,000, and so on and so forth. Or 87,000. But, so they keep you playing, and of course if you get your butt kicked, then you can buy coins to play. So long story short, I noticed at the early on I'm winning, and I can't describe it. You know, I don't know why. Maybe it's the people that are new have the fewer points, so they don't really know how to play. But here's what I noticed: as I got higher up, I started losing more, and I would have people run in and because you get a partner that's assigned to you, and they would just come in, do something stupid, and then leave the game. And so I started losing. So I sent a note to the people of the game going, what are you doing? Because, I mean, I'm amassing all these points, you know, I'm just kicking butt. I'm excellent at spades, and I'm kicking butt. But then suddenly my games go from, because I'm playing 10,000, and they go to 50,000. And when it goes up to 50,000, some person runs in, sabotages my game, and leaves. Probably a lefty. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So I sent a note to the game people. You know, they go, you have a problem, send a note here. I said, I sent a note to you because I amassed, you know, 250,000 points beating people, you know, $2,500, $5,000, $10,000 at a time. And my record is like 97%. And suddenly, my record is down to in the 70 percentile. I'm losing games, but I'm not losing them. Somebody runs in. You know, does it sabotage my game and leave? And so, here's what I'm telling you. Here's what I'm telling you. Because you're going, Kevin, I don't care about your stupid spades game. I don't care that you don't care. But here's the thing. That's their fix. If you're just able to beat people and make your points, and you don't want to buy points, then they send in a fixer. Well, guess what? My blood pressure started going up. I'd go to play, and I don't know if I'm going to win because, number one, I don't know who my partner's going to be and if he's going to jot in and lose, sabotage me and leave. And so then I go back and look at the comments that are made on the game. They're like, man, it's a great game, but you don't get to pick your partner. And things like that. And then I figured it out. It's about money. But it was raising my blood pressure. And I would start the game nervous of what's going to happen, you know, because I want to win. I want to be in the 90 percentile. I can play the heck out of some spades, you know? I don't know, there's black people listening to the show. Look, here, if I play you some spades, man, I'll kick your butt in some spades. Because spades is a rite of passage. So is bid whist. It's a rite of passage for black folks. So we take it seriously. It's like Southerners take their grits. You know what I'm saying? Oh, 844-551-8255 if you want to reach out to us. I'll get the right preposition in a minute. Or you can reach us at kjradio.com. So are you nervous? Are you nervous about the economy? I love watching Democrats scramble for footing against President Trump. I love how he can set them off. He can get them. You ever had a puppy and the puppy's doing that? He's doing stuff and then you just go bloop and you touch his, you know, his butt or his hindquarters, or you throw a ball and bloop, he takes off. That's the way Trump plays the left. At times they feel like they've made progress. Then they learn that whatever progress they made was short-lived. They have every war waging against this president. I mean, on every front. They've got it on racism front. They got it on sexism, homophobia, gender this. I mean, you name it. They are waging a war and a battle. And whatever battle rages, what is it with that click? Whatever battle rages, Donald Trump manages to beat them. They will not win any wars as long as Trump remains in the White House. Now, not long ago, we were told that the economy would tank. Actually, when Trump took office, they said it would tank. Then it went through the roof. Then they hoped it would tank. There were no indicators that it would tank. In fact, most indicators contradict the left's doom and gloom for Trump's economy, but they still predict that it's going to fail. So now they've shifted tactics again. They claim that Americans are nervous about the economy. I read this in Fox News. I'm going to read this little piece to you here. It says, many voters are frustrated with how the federal government is working, and a growing number are nervous about the economy. I'm stopping there for a second because now this is Fox News writing this. I don't know who decided to do this, but the friend of mine that sent me the article, he's like, who is this person, Dana something? It wasn't like Dana What's-Her-Face that's on there all the time. It was some writer. When you ask yourself, is Fox conservative, just think about what I'm reading to you. Voters are supposedly frustrated how the federal government is working, and a growing number, I love it, and a growing number are nervous. Like, she went out and asked two people, hey, are you nervous about the economy? Yeah, well, a little bit nervous. Hey, a growing number are nervous. But she goes this, this is the finishing sentence, yet ratings of economic conditions remain higher than before President Trump took office, according to the latest Fox News poll. So she's quoting her own poll at Fox News, but writing that people are nervous. While 37% feel confident about the economy, 48% feel nervous. That's up from a low of 43% nervous in March of 2019. At the highest point, 70% felt nervous in 2010 when the question was first asked, 61% as recently as 2016. You know why people are a lot less nervous than the 70% and the 61%? Because Donald Trump is president. In a time when more people are working in America, almost 158 million people working with good jobs, pollsters want us to believe that people are nervous. They're more nervous. So what were they during the time of Obama? 70% of them were nervous. And you know what else they were? They were idle. They didn't have jobs. They didn't have prospects. Do you know they already predicted that the shopping season, the retail shopping season for the holidays, is going to be 5% higher than it was last year? It has gone up every year under Trump since he was president-elect. You think people are nervous? Folks, this is nonsense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How lucky can one guy be? Bada, bada. He kissed her and she kissed me.
Is that what are the lyrics?
Ain't that a hole in the boat?
I don't know the words, but I know this.
I like winning, winning.
Donald Trump likes winning with me. Yeah, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. I like winning. And, you know, being a winner, and I don't, many of you are winners too. Winners in life. I think you're a winner if you're a conservative because it gives you a positive attitude in general. But I'm telling you, there is a mentality to winning. There's a mentality to knowing that you know something cold. I talked the other day about Candace Owens was at a black event when she was debating, and she got squashed. And, you know, it's good for her because I think she'll learn from it. Now, she was appeared before Congress recently, and she beat up on some white chick that was a stupid lefty that, you know, tried to make her look bad. And Candace did a great job there. She did a phenomenal job there. That's a much more comfortable arena for her. Be honest. Because getting around black folks, she got torched. But when she went before Congress and they were accusing her, so when it's personal, she can respond. But when it's this sort of a general thing, It's difficult for her. But here's my whole point to all of it, is winning requires training. It requires something that the left doesn't. They just don't understand it. And I'm going to tell you, most people don't. You can win occasionally, and you'll go, oh, yeah, I won. There are people out there who are driven to win. Now, sometimes it can be obsessive, and it can be a little bit overbearing. But you got to learn to appreciate it. I've told you guys a story about a friend of mine, a martial artist I trained in, and I'm going to cut to the chase because I tell the story longer, but he was getting second in fighting and second in forms. So he was, every week I'm working with him, and he would tell me he lost, and he was getting second place. And after like 5 weeks, I went, how could you, because he's not telling me he's getting anything. I'm going, how could you be losing? I'm training you personally, and I'm a winner. And then he says to me, his girlfriend told me, well, what do you mean he lost? He got second in forms and fighting. And I went, what? Talk to him, and he says, point blank. I said, man, why did you tell me you were losing when you got second in forms and second in fighting and you got these big trophies all over your apartment? He goes, Mr. Jackson, I lost. I didn't get first place. And it was a strong lesson for me that there is a winner's mentality. Tiger Woods, winner's mentality. I know there are a lot of guys who golf, and they're good golfers. Few of them, very few of them, go to the tournament going, I'm going to this tournament to win it. They say, I'm going to that tournament to hold my own, to do my best, blah, blah, blah. Tiger Woods and a handful of others go to tournaments going, I'm going to win it. But it's a very few. It's maybe the top 10 that really have that attitude. Of everybody that plays golf, there's only a handful. It may not even be that many if they were to tell you the truth. A lot of them work with people, to help their attitude. I was talking to somebody about, I think we were talking about, getting a black belt, and I said, look, I can train you and get you a black belt. You can have all the skill set, but you won't have a black belt mentality until you've been in it long enough and there's something that clicks in your brain that goes, I can win now. If somebody attacks me or whatever, I'm going to come out on the winning end. So I say to the left, it must be a pain to have to learn how to lose so regularly. Because, see, the left got used to winning without even trying. During the era of Obama and American insanity, leftists went ape crap crazy. They no longer fought us over policy, folks. They just implemented. It's a wonder, honestly, that we have kept our guns. And illegal terrorists aren't the governors of every state. Because Lord knows, we had a Muslim overlord for 8 years, so anything was possible. But we survived. And for those of you who are struggling with me talking about the Muslim overlord, I don't care whether Barack Obama was officially a Muslim, whether he went to Christian church, practiced Islam, or black liberation theology. What he did was he made Muslims mainstream. He put them in our government. And I'm not talking about the moderates. He put in radicals, people that fundamentally want to change this country and not for the better. And I talked about it before, but now you have people like Ilhan Omar and Tlaib who are radical Muslims inside of your government working against you. And not only that, you have them at all levels of government working against you. That's just the way it is. But we did more than survive, folks, during that era, because all of that was training us. We went through 8 years of training. While the left rested on their fat, laurels, we worked our butts off, and we got tougher than a $3 steak. Now, part of your training taught you how to recognize a warrior. See, the left no longer know what a warrior looks like. They thought a metrosexual pansy like Barack Obama is a warrior. It's because they don't know what to look for. We, on the other hand, had trained. And we went, you know what? These metrosexual pansies like Romney and others aren't getting us anything. They don't do anything that we need them to do. You know what we need to do? We need to find a warrior. Oh, look at that dude with the funny hair. You know why we decided that Donald Trump was a warrior? because we actually looked at the things that he did, his accomplishments. See, warriors, when you look back at the battlefield, you see carnage. You ever seen a movie Gladiator or a Braveheart? And the winner looked back on the battlefield? Maybe a 300, I don't know, pick your movie. But there's something to be seen. And as bad as it sounds, the success were those bodies lying in the field who wanted to kill you. In Trump's case, the success were those magnificent buildings and resorts that carried his name. That's where Donald Trump became a warrior. That, and we recognize that. We said, this is no ordinary dude here. This is a guy who's willing to get in the fight. And he did it right away. He says, these Mexicans are bringing in these drugs. They're drug people. They're gangbangers. They're sex traffickers. And, oh my gosh. And the left wanted to freak out. And they thought that freak out was going to affect the warrior. All Donald Trump did was punch them in the face. Stop freaking out. You know exactly what's going on here. So we trained, we got a warrior. And he reinforced our training. He taught us not just how to win. He taught us something just as important. How not to lose. Oh, I know it sounds like the same thing, doesn't it? I know. Well, it's not. It's different. Winning is one thing. Not losing is another, because not losing requires a lot of strategy. Winning can be done by luck. It can be, skill, overmatched, etc. Not losing is a different mentality. You ever heard of prevent defense? Well, that's what not losing is about. And I'm going to talk more about it when we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire testified before House Intelligence Committee on Thursday. President Trump reacting to the testimony after landing in Washington, D.C.
We've rebuilt our military. We've done so many things that are so incredible with tax cuts and regulations. And I have to put up with Adam Schiff on an absolutely perfect phone call to the new president of Ukraine. That was a perfect call.
McGuire is now testifying before a Senate Intelligence Committee behind closed doors. Acting Director of Customs and Immigration Enforcement Matt Elbenz is urging sanctuary cities to cooperate with them on catching illegal aliens.
Of the criminal aliens we took into custody this week, 3 had convictions for manslaughter or murder. 100 had convictions for sexual assault or crimes, with the victims of nearly half of them being children.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Before the break, I was talking about prevent defense, but before I get back to that, I want to talk about these Democrat candidates. Chuck Woolery tweeted, De Blasio drops out of the presidential race. Conservatives hit hardest. I thought, that's funny. Because the Democrats don't even miss him. It's like, who? Who dropped out? Who was it? Here's what I'm going to tell you about these Democrats. There's not a winner among them. I defy. Please, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, call me. Tell me there's a winner among them. Somebody who not only knows how to win, knows how not to lose. Because we were talking about how not to lose. Donald Trump has taught Republicans how to be winners, and he's taught us how not to lose. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, well, what's the difference? Well, Kevin, let me explain. I'm Kevin. You're the other person. So, let me explain. Donald Trump will negotiate with the left on trade or whatever it may be, on tax policy, you name it. And you know what he does? He says, we're not going to lose. You may get a little bit, but the American people are not going to lose. And that's a great thing. And then there are occasions where Donald Trump says, to hell with not losing. You are just going to win. Now, I was talking about not losing and trying to make the distinction between not losing and winning because they are not the same thing. Prevent defense is a team that's up in the NFL, for example, by 7 points. And the game's on the line. They've got 22 seconds left. The other team's driving down the field. And they say, you know what? We'll let them kick a field goal. They can kick a field goal all day long. They can have a moral victory that says, we almost beat them. We were there. We tried. And they can kick a field goal and try an onside kick. But we're going to do prevent defense in order to not lose. Now, they ultimately win, but they're not winners. Winners are the people that beat somebody 63-0. See, that's a winner. Somebody that not loses is somebody that hangs in there. Now, here's the good news. You've learned both. And you want to know why? Because you've been trained. You've been trained. Donald Trump has trained you. I mean, you've trained yourself, and I hope that Kevin Jackson has done it to some degree. But we've been training to learn how to win. Accept the win. Kevin, you look handsome today. Thank you. You're doggone right I do, and I appreciate you noticing. See, that's what a winner says. You know what a loser says? Oh, I mean, yeah, I'm working on it. I'm trying. You know, I do the best I can. Shut up. Take the compliment. Take the compliment. Now, let me explain why the Democrats are struggling. Why there is not a single leader in the bunch. Not even an up-and-coming leader. It is because they haven't had to train. They haven't had to test their theories. They've tested nothing. So, hey, let's give everybody $1,000 a month just for being alive. Anybody tested that? No. No, we it sounds good. You know what, Mr. Yang? That's a great idea. Hey, let's tax the heck out of the rich as we avoid taxes ourselves and sell it as the thing to do. Huh. Well, you know, maybe we should check with others on that. Hey, how about let's not give the middle class a tax cut. Let's not lower the tax rate for corporations because it might actually make them more profitable and they can give money back to their workers, which is what we ultimately want, because if they give money back to the workers without us making them do it, there would be no need for unions. See, they don't want to test these things out because they already know the outcome. So what they do is they make sure that everybody toes the party line, and they're happy to do it. So they create no warriors. There's nobody willing to test their theory to go, wait a minute. It doesn't make any sense. Why do you not want corporations to give the money back to the... Well, it would destroy the unions. Oh, don't say that out loud. And I could go on. I could take any of these issues and I can explain to you why there is no fight inside the Democratic Party for any of these issues. And that is why Trump wins. Democrats have no leaders. They have no vision. And Trump does. And his latest victories demoralized the left, and he won in two leftist enclaves. Trump wins where he's supposed to lose. And this vexes the left, as it should. Victory. Bi-coastal battles over what? His tax returns. Let me ask you this. The question came up. Do you think any of the Democrats, people who make $170,000 to $200,000 a year, depending upon what their role is, do you believe that they should be worth millions within a few years of being in Congress where their net worth is maybe $500,000, and suddenly they leave Congress and they're worth $30, $40, $50 million? Do you think that should happen? Do you think that maybe we could take a look at how Nancy Pelosi, in the worst years of the American economy, tripled her income from $12,000, almost tripled it, to $12 million to $35 million. That sounds like Joe Biden.
720 million women will go back to work.
How do you do that? Maybe we should investigate how she made that happen. Do you think any of the Democrats that want Donald Trump's taxes could pass the scrutiny of us looking into their finances, huh, Elijah Cummings? Have you looked at the dirt that we have on these people? Look, it's overt. It isn't even like you got to go look for it. You know what's the problem is? The press, our press, won't do it. But Donald Trump's beating them. And here's the story, ABC News. Trump scores a victory in bi-coastal battle over tax returns. Efforts to keep his tax returns private played out on both coasts. California judge handing him an initial victory, and lawyers in New York City arguing that the federal prosecutors are trying to harass him by seeking the documents. That's what it is. It's harassment. Now, some people have argued to me, well, Kevin, he should just give his taxes because, you know, that it wouldn't matter, and other presidents have done this and that. It doesn't matter what other presidents have done. The implication is that if Donald Trump doesn't want to turn over his taxes, well, then he's a loser and he's afraid of what they're going to find. No, that's not the implication. And what Donald Trump is saying is the stance I'm making is it's none of your freaking business and I'm not giving them to you. Do you think if the Republicans were demanding to see Barack Obama's taxes and it wasn't a requirement for him to be president, that we would be having this discussion in this way? You know the answer. These are rhetorical questions that I know you're out there in radio land going, yep, you're right, Kevin, yep. And you may not verbalize it, but you're shaking your head going, yeah, we already know how that would be. They want to harass him. So, West Coast federal judge in Sacramento granted Trump's campaign's request to block a, quote, new California law that requires presidential candidates to release 5 years of tax returns to run in the state's March 2020 primaries. Just call it what it is. It's the Trump rule. Nobody's ever required it. I don't even know that anybody's ever done it. Oh, I know. We live in an era now where in the last election, all the Democrats go, I'll release my tax returns. All done to go after Trump because they know his tax returns are complicated. If I were him, I wouldn't want my business practices exposed. How much money? I mean, there's a lot at stake here. You know what I'm saying? If you're a person doing business, there are things you want people to know about you, and there are things you're like, it's none of your business. It's none of your business. It's funny, when they got his 2005 or whatever it was, Rachel Maddow tried to go with, and the dude made a lot of money. He made like $728 million, gave away a ton, you know, charity and otherwise. There was nothing to report. But they're still on it, the same way they're on impeachment. And that was an embarrassment. In fact, though, we'll talk a little bit about it maybe later in the broadcast, but Nancy Pelosi's livid over this. Anyway, it said state officials are deciding whether or not to appeal. Ruling came hours after the president sued to block New York prosecutors from their push to obtain his returns as part of a criminal investigation into payments made to two women who claimed to have had affairs with Trump. This has been adjudicated to ad nauseum. For the record, I don't care if Trump had two women that he had sex with or 20. It was before he was president. It has nothing to do with anything. And he doesn't have to pay for money out of a campaign treasure chest when he has the kind of coin he has. So, and if he did it under the table, you know, because he didn't want it out there, big deal. What would you do? Hey, listen, I'm going to be paying off some hookers, and I just want to call a press conference for it. This is ridiculous. So these two Democratic-led states have emerged as Trump's most ardent foes, fighting not just for his tax returns, but repeatedly suing the administration over a host of things. They sue him over the environment. They sue him over immigration, etc. And do you know what happens? Every single time, Donald Trump wins the war. He may not win every battle, but he wins the war, because that's what winners do. Donald Trump has gone in the backyard of the leftists and said, I'll meet you on your turf. And you know what all that has come down to? The appointment of 162 judges, maybe the most of any presidency, and making great decisions on those judges. That's why the left is still trying to impugn the reputation of Justice Kavanaugh. That's why no man is safe in the era of the feminist movement, the Me Too movement, and you're not safe in the era of leftist domination of our politics. That's the key. So Donald Trump wins. Thumbs his noses at California and New York. And the left are spinning. They're trying to figure out, what can we possibly do? And the level of desperation has reached the peak to where their infighting is at all time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Lots of truths are being exposed now. Lots of truths. Or you could put it another way, lots of lies and liars are being exposed. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Truth sort of finds its way, it tends to. We certainly like to believe that as Judeo-Christians for the most part. Few agnostics, few atheists perhaps, maybe even a few Muslims listen to the program. I don't keep inventory. I don't care. I feel like we're all here to learn from one another. If you want to reach out to me and teach me something, you can give me a call at 844-551-8255, or you can send me a note at kjradio.com. So we've got truths that need to be exposed, lies that need to be exposed, truths that need to find the surface right. Find the shine the light on the darkness, and then you've got lies that need to have the light of truth shined on them. And I don't care whether we're talking about this Russian collusion farce and this attempted coup, and that's coming. I know, Carl. I know you're listening out there, wondering when it's coming. Haven't heard from you in a while, so hope all is okay. But we have that. But every day, little truths come out to you. Every single day, they leak out. And sometimes you got to hunt for them, but sometimes they're right in your face, and they're obvious. They're things that you talked about. And here's what's funny about it. Many of you, you celebrate your truths almost in private because you're too afraid to express your truth. I'll give you an example. I don't know, it was a year or so ago, Kavanaugh was being grilled, and the accusers were coming along and talking about Kavanaugh organizing gang bangs and multiple ones and multiple girls, and, you know, there was tales of drugs and all kinds of stuff, teenage, underage drinking, and all this other stuff. And the whole time I'm hearing this, it got more and more fantastical. It was like something that chick from that wrote Harry Potter was describing. And then I made the comment that you'd have to be crazy to believe this story. The same way I made the comment that anybody that believed that Darren Wilson would stick his arm out of a window and grab the neck of a black 18 or 17-year-old 6'4", 300-pound guy with an attitude is crazy. It didn't happen that way. And Kavanaugh, it didn't happen that way with him. You can't, look, there are certain, I know how people hide themselves from you. I've been in enough men's fellowships to where you just go, wow, I didn't know that. I wouldn't have ever guessed that. I got a friend, he's a billionaire, multi-billionaire. He said, I was a juvenile delinquent. He's raised by a pastor. He says, I got arrested, and he goes, they threw me in a cell with the guy who was supposed to be the nicest kid in juvie. He goes, me and this kid, I have to get a blanket. I beat this kid up. And he goes, I was about to get probably raped in the shower when they rescued him. And he goes, man, I was scared to death. They called his dad. His dad said he got himself into it. He can get himself out of it. Turned his life around. By the time left his house when he was 16 years old, still a bit of a delinquent, but, you know, had learned a lot. Knew he didn't want to go back to jail. Built an amazing company. I'm not even going to say what industry it's in. And now he's probably helped conservatively over a million Africans into freedom. Financial freedom. God had a purpose for his life. Angry man that's starting to get over this stuff. So, look, all I'm getting at is you learn things about people and you go, you scratch your head, God, wouldn't have guessed that. I wouldn't have believed that. Wow. Well, guess what? You're going to learn stuff about these Democrats. You're going to learn that they are vicious liars. And I saw this story and it reminded me of my standing up for Justice Kavanaugh, and the fact that these accusers, you knew they were liars. And then here's a story that came out of Breitbart. The friend of Kavanaugh accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, reportedly said the story of the alleged assault didn't make any sense and claimed she was threatened with a smear campaign if she didn't support it. I give you lying skanks. I got fired over it. I don't anticipate anybody coming back to apologize, and let me just say this up front. I don't need it because I knew I was right all along, and I'm willing to stand on principle. Principle is enough. By the way, I don't even need Breitbart to vindicate me. I knew it with my common sense. My question to you is, do you have the guts? Because that's what the Democrats, they want to think you don't have the guts. Ford said her high school friend Leland Kaiser was at the party that took place in 1982 when she claimed Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her. However, in a new book, The Education of Brett Kavanaugh, an Investigation, written by New York Times reporter Robin Pogrebin and Kate Kelly, Kaiser is quoted as saying, I don't have any confidence in the story. those facts together, I don't recollect, and it just didn't make any sense. It would be impossible for me to be the only girl at a get-together with three guys, have her leave, and then not figure out how she's getting home, she recalled. She says, I just really didn't have any confidence in the story. Yeah, well, that's another way of saying, lying skank. On Monday, well, whenever this story was written, Jan Crawford of CBS News reported Kaiser claimed Ford's allies pressured her to support the accusations against Kavanaugh, and she was threatened with a smear campaign if she didn't comply. Folks, this is how just devious these Democrats are. Anything to bring down this man. And the fallout is when you tell the truth, there was a guy, he just got fired the other day on Fox. Because this little girl they brought in front of the UN, if you guys see this story? You guys saw it. I know we didn't. It was in my notes, to my producer's credit. They give me lots of notes that are timely or whatever, and I ignore them. I mean, I want to talk about what I want to talk about and when I want to talk about it. So if you're looking for breaking news or whatever, I may not be the one for you. But anyway, I see this story. I think his name was Knowles. And he said the Democrats took this mentally disturbed little girl and they, you know, ruined her life. And Fox said he is completely banned from the network for telling the truth. That's what they did. And I think I can't speak for it, but it had something to do with the insensitivity around the fact that the little girl is autistic. Well, how about the insensitivity of the Democrats taking an autistic girl and trying to make her the poster child for, I don't know, whatever, what was it, gun control? I don't even know what it was. I just see this angry little girl who's not cohesive. She's not making any sense, at least from the sane world perspective. And Democrats are all hyping her up. I hate to even keep using the word ridiculous because it doesn't do it justice. So this guy, whatever his name is, Mike Knowles, I don't even know who he is. So if you're looking at me and going, oh, Kevin, you're trying to protect another guy, Jesus, Fox guy, I don't even know this dude. I wouldn't know him if he was in a lineup. But whoever he is, Fox bans him for good. Now, I don't know if they'll lift the fatwa on him at all. Now, for all intents and purposes, I've been banned for good. I haven't been back on Fox in September of 2018. It is solidly over a year since I was fired from Fox. Well, it's around that time. And what did I do? I tweeted. I didn't go on their show and say something wrong. And what did I tweet about? This very story that we now know is completely been debunked. Blasey Ford has been a confirmed liar. And do you know there are people that raised over $1 million for that woman to tell a lie? And what happened? Once Kavanaugh was done, they were done. And then her lawyer came out and said, we wanted an asterisk by Kavanaugh's name in the Supreme Court. We got what we wanted. Our movement was successful in their eyes because that's all they wanted. Objective? Destroy a good man. What do you think other guys, I don't know how you were guys, when you were hearing all about Kavanaugh's history, I was looking at it going, man, compared to me, that dude was a choir boy. I didn't do a whole lot of dirty. I didn't do, you know, I certainly didn't rape women or even come close to even molesting or, you know, whatever. I didn't do any of that. But I tell you what, I still looked at Kavanaugh and occasional beer. Man, are you kidding me? I didn't do any drugs, but I'm saying if all Kavanaugh did was drink beer and throw parties with his boys, I would have loved to have been one of his friends. So if you could get to Kavanaugh, you could get to any guy. That was the key here. Decades. Men, you will never be safe from the lying skanks. That's why I fought so hard.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.